she's there. Would the others prefer that she wasn't? Maybe they probably would, but they love John, so if that's what John wants, that's okay. The critical thing with Yoko, which I think must be recognised, is she doesn't interfere with what they're doing. She doesn't pipe up after three, you know, rehearsals of Get Back and say, "Oh, I think that solo should be faster." She has no, she never ever interferes with them. She sits there, she knits, she writes, she does some art. She's there with John. She's not, she never ever interferes. She's very respectful of them. She never tries to interrupt what they're doing or have an opinion about what they're doing. So, you know, that's, it is what it is. Human beings, and it's actually love. It's because she's there because she loves John and John loves her. And the other guys know that. They know it, and, you know, that's all a bit, it's a different world, but they get on with it. And they don't have an attitude against it. It's just, I mean, you'll see it in eight hours of film. You get a pretty strong, you know, sense of the real story, and you know, it's just that's what it is. It's fine.